Character actor and Connecticut native Brian Dennehy has died at the age of 81. His career spanned more than four decades, from TV and movies to theater. WSHU's Davis Donovan has this remembrance.
Dennehy was born in Bridgeport and studied drama at Yale. He started with small parts on shows like MASH, Dallas, and Dynasty. But he broke through with a villainous turn as a small-town cop who persecuted Sylvester Stallone's John Rambo in First Blood.
So why are you pushing me? I haven't done anything to you.
We don't want guys like you in this town. Drifters.
Whatever possessed God in heaven to make a man like Rambo?
Dennehy had a stocky build and a devilish grin. He was a regular face through the 80s and 90s in comedies, cop dramas, and legal thrillers. He even got an art film in there, a rare starring role in Peter Greenaway's The Belly of an Architect. But he did his most acclaimed work later in life on the stage. He became known for his work in the plays of Eugene O'Neill.
And the Tony Award goes to Brian Dennehy, Long Day's Journey into Night.
The words of Eugene O'Neill, they've got to be heard. They've got to be heard and heard and heard. And thank you so much for giving us a chance to enunciate them. Thank you.
Dennehy was inducted into the American Theater Hall of Fame in 2010. He died of natural causes at his home in New Haven. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.